The Ontario Ministry of Labour has confirmed it is involved in the investigation of a chemical explosion Thursday morning at an industrial plant on Mailey Drive in Sudbury. In an email statement to Sudbury.com, the Ministry of Labour, Immigration, Training and Skills Development said it was notified on January 11 of the incident at Quattro Industries Limited, located on the far eastern portion of Mailey Drive in New Sudbury. Emergency crews responded to the area around 9 a.m. Witnesses said several employees who were in the building were evacuated safely. There were no reports of any injuries. A Greater Sudbury Police roadblock prevents entry into the Quattro Industries Limited property on Mailey Drive, following some type of chemical explosion on January 11. Thursday. Len Gillis, Sudbury.com. Greater Sudbury Deputy Fire Chief Jesse Oschel was quoted earlier today in a broadcast report saying a chemical reaction at the plant resulted in a vapor cloud inside a building at the site. Oschel said the material involved was removed from the plant to an outside area. The Quattro Industries website's about section states its main office and plant is located in Sudbury at 2555 Mailey Drive, with locations in both Timmins and Sault Ste. Marie as well. The company provides goods and services and material handling products for the mining industry. The website makes no mention of the company handling any explosive materials. Greater Sudbury Police set up a roadblock leading into the property, which was still in place as of 4 p.m. Thursday. Also at the scene were GFL Environmental vacuum trucks. GFL Environmental is a company that handles solid and liquid waste, and advises on waste management. The Labour Ministry said a provincial inspector has attended at the scene. As the ministry's investigation is ongoing, we are not able to provide further information at this time, said spokesperson Anuradha Dar in an email. Sudbury.com requested additional information such as many employees were at the scene. Did anyone require any sort of medical attention? What substances were involved in the explosion? Has the ministry issued any sort of a stop work order? Has the ministry issued any sort of an order requiring corrective action? And has the ministry issued any sort of a penalty or fine related to the incident? The ministry has not responded as of this report. Since the publication of this version of the story, follow-up reporting determined the Ministry of Labour was mistaken in calling it an explosion. The incident resulted in a toxic vapor cloud of red fuming nitric acid. No injuries were reported. Len Gillis is a reporter at Sudbury.com.